Expect just about every kind of weather over the next 24 to 48 hours. It's thanks to, in part, this bomb cyclone we keep hearing about. Joining us right now from the National Weather Service White Lake Township office, meteorologist Sarah Pamprein. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A wide variety of weather available to us, isn't there?
Oh, there is. Always is.
Especially in April. This is a transitional month. But help us understand what this bomb cyclone is that we keep hearing about. It looks like we're just kind of on the very fringe of it.
Yes, we are. And this bomb cyclone, all it is just a low pressure system. And right now it's moving across. I'll be moving into Iowa now and then up through Minnesota and Wisconsin here through today and tomorrow. And yeah, we're just on the southeastern portion of it.
So we're experiencing a little mixed precipitation out there. I'm seeing pictures in Oakland County, for example, where they've got maybe about a half inch to an inch of snow on the ground. Now we don't have any noticeable snow on the ground here in Port Huron, but where are they likely to see a large amount of snow?
Well, the large amount of snow actually already kind of fell, and that large amount is only about an inch, and it was nice because it just stuck to kind of the grassy surfaces, mm-hmm. So we didn't have anything on the roadways. Here at the office in White Lake, we had an inch. Sterling Heights came in with an inch, and then Flint looks like they had about just under an inch, too.
Of course, everybody says, oh my gosh, how are we getting snow when it was 70 degrees just a couple of days ago? I'm looking at the forecast for tomorrow. It looks like it's going to actually turn pretty nice later in the day tomorrow, and Saturday looks good, too.
Correct, yep. And we'll see some rain. Mm. So the snow is out now. It's moving up through the Thumb area. And now we'll be dry for the afternoon, and then we got more rain.
The other concern is wind. It looks like it's going to be pretty windy around here, too.
Yep, we're looking at winds around 30 miles per hour today. So, yeah, winds are going to be quite gusty today.
All right. Well, we'll deal with it and hope for warmer temperatures on the way, which they are. Sarah, we appreciate the insight. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate
it.
All right. Bye-bye.